welcome to Ted and Tim's Brain Fart.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted. And today, we're going to be doing something a little different. We're going to start a new little series we're referring to as How Would You Survive? In which case, we put ourselves in the titular role of films. an untitular set of characters we're going for this week is How Would You Survive Jurassic Park?
Insert correct theme music here. Yeah.
Okay, so
how am I? Which characters?
Let me set the scene for you first.
Okay, cool. Okay. Right, okay.
So, you,
me,
you,
me, who?
As you, as and me as me.
So us together.
Us together. Right. As me and you.
As me and you.
We've gone to go visit. Our
Can
great...
I be you and you be me? I'll throw everyone off.
Well, no, that'll be weird.
That'll be weird. You're right.
So, me and you, we've been shipped off by our parents to go and see our granddad, who's made a theme park. That's right, I've chosen the main characters of Jurassic Park. The two kids that no one remembers the name of.
Oh, so we're the two kids.
We're the two kids. You can be the girl, I'll be the boy.
I don't think that's fair, but...
All right,
we'll go for it.
And we've been sent off to go see our granddad because he's convinced that taking us to go see the opening, or the beta test of a theme park opening themed around dinosaurs.
Okay. Do we know? We don't know it's dinosaurs to start with, though, do we?
We assume we must do. Granddad's always been working on about dinosaurs, I assume. According to the later series, it was like a lifelong ambition.
Okay.
You just looked up the names of the kids.
I have. I've just done a bit of Googling, yeah. Just ironically, you're called Tim.
Yep.
Because that's the name of the kid.
Cool.
Genuinely, Tim Murphy, and I'm called Lex.
Wait, they're not their... Are they their
genuine. No. That's according to this, it's Tim Murphy and Lex Murphy, played by Joseph Marzano and Irina Richards.
Oh, sweet.
There you go. So the boy character is actually called Tim.
Of course it is. Makes sense. Okay, so I'm your nerdy little younger brother.
Okay, cool.
Which is wrong. just generally.
Just, yeah, it's right. Lies.
We've been shipped off by our parents, who have finally given up as 30-odd guys still living at home.
Yeah,
just thinking about going to see Grandad because he's made dinosaurs.
Come on, I want to go see him.
He lives on an island. It's a helicopter ride. We can't afford a helicopter. But Grandad's filthy rich. Why does he hate you, Mum? I'm assuming it's Mum's dad.
Yeah. It must be, yeah. So we assume that Grandad hates Mum.
Yep, so, that we've gone to this island. We've been flown out on a helicopter to this tropical island off the shore of someplace.
Argentina?
I can't remember. Something like South America.
Yeah, I think it was Argentina.
And we're excitedly living in a mansion that he's got there for shits and giggles.
Yeah, obviously, because he's got to have a mansion on an island.
Exactly. And then we see paleontologist folk... Sam Neill
and...
The woman.
And Jeff Goldblum.
No, because he's not a paleontologist. Isn't he a sociologist or something daft like that?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I can't really remember what his job is.
We have picked the best film to start with. The one that we've vaguely paid attention to.
Yeah. So, right, yeah, so...
Yep. You look like it was... You looked up the names again.
No, Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum. I was looking for the woman's name.
What are the characters' names?
Oh, Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum. That's
all right, there we go. So... who we instantly bond with as a father figure.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Much better than our real dad, who also didn't like us enough to send us off to a random island full of lizards.
I assume real dad must have left Mum because she's just like, I'm going to find another, a better rich wife. One that's actually allowed to have the money. That's what I assumed.
Yeah, that's what we'll go with it. Okay, so let's try and remember some of the scenes from the film. Of Jurassic Park.
Okay, so there's the opening bit then, obviously, is when they landed in the helicopter.
Yeah, we were already there. We're already on the island.
We're already on the island?
For sure, we are.
I thought we all did the whole car ride together with the main guys. Or did we not get in that little bit where they see the brontosauruses for the first time?
I don't know. Can't remember now. This is bad.
That is bad.
I've just got this feeling we weren't on the helicopter.
Okay. Okay, fair. So we'll so we'll assume that we were already...
We're already on the island. We're in the main hotel.
We're in the main hotel, and we're waiting for Sam Neill to arrive. Yeah. So Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum turn up.
Yep.
And they're like, dinosaurs, isn't it amazing?
And a
woman. Yeah, Ellie.
Ellie turns up.
Yeah, Ellie Sattler. I imagine that's her, because she's the only girl on the top page.
Yep.
Yeah, so to turn up.
Yep. They come round. Uncle Richard Hammond says...
Uncle Richard Hammond. Okay, yep. Fair enough.
He comes out with his best Attenborough impersonation. That's funny because he's David Attenborough's brother, okay?
John Hammond is, yeah. But Richard Hammond isn't.
Which is why Richard Hammond's doing an impersonation. Here we have some paleontologists. Here we have some grandchildren.
Hello, Mr. Sam Neill.
Oh, wait, are we being Sam Neill as well?
No.
All right. I instantly obsess over him, apparently, because I'm a nerd for dinosaurs or something.
Yeah, yeah, no, Jeff, you love Jeff Goldblum, that's what it is, isn't it?
No, I love Sam Neill.
Is it Sam Neill?
Yeah, nobody cared about Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Weren't you a fly at one point, Mr. Jeff?
You're a bit creepy looking.
Yeah, I'm going to get in the different car. I'll leave his car.
get in the car with Sam Neill.
Yeah, and Sam Neill gets out, goes to a different car. If I remember there's that whole skit.
I don't know, but I think, to be honest with you, if Sam Neill met you and you were lost in over him like some sort of paleontological nerd.
Yeah, that's right. Remember that time you found a dinosaur bone? I'm going to say Velociraptor. You were obsessed with him. I remember that. I read your book once. I saw a picture on the back of it.
Just leave him alone. It's Sam Neill. He's not a paleontologist.
No, this is Sam Neill. Sam Neill is a paleontologist. He's not just playing the role this time. Jeff Goldblum, where the fuck are you going? You get back in your car. I'm staying over here.
Sam Neill's trying to avoid eye contact with you. Like, it's 30-year-old hey, man.
Hey, Sam.
Leave me alone, hey, man. Sam. Just
Sam,
fuck off.
Look at me, Sam.
Right.
So Sam Neill's trying to already grab hold of the steering wheel, and it's cased in plastic at the minute, and trying to swerve to keep into a wall or something.
Trying to kill it. We also forgot about the
nerdy lore guy.
Yeah, and then there's the hunter guy as well, isn't there?
Oh wait, no, because he's maintaining the dinosaur. We don't get to him until we're feeding the T Rex, do we?
All right, I don't know.
I don't think he's in the cars yet.
I'm just working my way down the list of characters that are in it. Obviously, we know who Dennis Nedry is, but yeah. But yeah, there's a guy called Mr. DNA.
For example, I don't think we ever meet Samuel L. Jackson.
I mean, I'm all right with that.
I'm not. How did you get hold of a purple lightsaber? I'm a tech guy in this film. You're aware it's a film.
So the first thing that happens is we set off.
Yep, we set off. Right.
In the cars that we can't drive.
They're the ones.
Sam Neill's trying to commit suicide already.
Yep, he's jumping out of moving vehicles trying to get away from me.
And then we come across Triceratops.
The Brontosauruses first, and they're all like stood out the jeep holes and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so we're sort of...
We should have watched these films.
We're sort of mildly impressed, aren't we?
We are, yeah. We expected it, but, you know, we're...
It's still pretty impressive to see a Brontosaurus, yeah. So considering it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Considering it's cobbled together from several different dinosaurs, we did quite well to make one.
So we were well impressed.
Fucking look at Grandad, right? He invented a new dinosaur. Fucking look at this.
He invented all of these dinosaurs from one mosquito at the end of his cane that's still intact.
Yeah. I mean, he's some sort of...
Well done.
He's some sort of fucking DNA wizard.
Yeah. I wish you would stop whispering right in my ear about how they're living, though. And here we have the dinosaurs. Richard, shut up! Why do we call Grandad Vice first name? It's weird.
That is weird. Yeah.
When we're referring to him, we call him Grandad.
Talking to his face, we call him Richard. Richard, behave. Have you seen Grandad? He's a right idiot.
I wonder if Richard is telling us all about the stats of the Jeep that we're in.
As well.
Does not the 60 as passes the rails and let it.
And here we see a Jeep Wrangler attached to a track.
Here we have a 0.1 scale Scalectrix.
We're
amazed at these dinosaurs.
Yes.
We carry on for a little bit more.
Would you be amazed? I would be amazed. I'm not overly fussed with dinosaurs, to be honest.
This you got to remember is like late 80s, 80s, yeah, early 90s.
It's us, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're...
Yeah, but it's us.
Oh, yeah, so we have we seen the film in this?
No, we haven't seen the film. We're going to operate under the Groundhog theory that you can't explain the Groundhog Day in the film Groundhog Day because there is no film Groundhog Day in that
Fair
film.
Fair enough. All right, so we don't know that this has been done in films before.
No, this has never been done in films before.
So I think we'd be quite...
I think you'd be impressed.
I would be, yeah.
I think I'd be mildly disinterested. I'd be like...
One of the first things I would be thinking is, where are the carnivores? Have you got them roaming around loose as well? Am I safe in... I'd lock myself in the car when I got out. Sam, stay inside. There's fucking going to be T-Rexes and shit around. We don't have a black guy with us in these cars.
What?
There's a good chance there's a white person who dies first.
Wow. You have to cut that out.
It's a 90s film, okay?
Yeah, alright, fair. No, yeah, no, I think I'd be mildly disinterested. I'd be like, it's alright, it's a dinosaur, yeah. Isn't it? It's not. He's, you know.
My granddad, what the fuck are you thinking?
You do realise that...
That could stand on this Jeep any time it wants. Those Triceratopses over there, they could ram us right off the road. There's no security fences in this bit.
Oh, there wasn't, was there?
No.
No.
I'm looking myself in.
Trying to press on the accelerator pedal, trying to get it to go a bit quicker.
How the fuck do I get out of this park? This is shit crazy.
The fuck are you playing at?
Granddad, what the fuck? None of this is... Have you been to a zoo? There's fences and shit in place.
It's like a safari park. There's not fences in safari parks. Monkeys can pull your windscreen wipers off.
Yeah, but there's not that many massive animals that can just rip you, like stand on your car and crush it in one foot.
No, there are no...
Legally, not barely aware of it.
Yeah, man, that's a fair point.
And he sent his kids, grandkids.
Yeah. He sent them as well, because he's not there, is he?
He's working in the control tower, isn't he? Yeah.
So
we're radioing Grandad at this
point. Grandad, what the fuck are you playing at?
Yeah, we've got up early in the morning to go see these fucking dinosaurs, and all of a sudden there's like no protection whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah.
You protected the steering wheel more than you've protected your kids.
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah, that was a bad choice on his behalf, right? I mean... Already, it's a bit risky.
I mean, fair play. Well done on the cloning, but maybe some kind of observation platforms or something to...
Yeah, some sort of enclosed area.
Some segregation kind of going on between wild animals and people.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, no, I was saying, that's you arguing with Grandad. I'm not involved in that. I'm like,
Grandad's just not responding. He's like, why the fuck did I get these kids sent to me?
They're not even kids. They're 30-year-old men.
Not my grandkids.
They should have let him in the park. So yeah, we get to...
Sam Neill's is jumping out the car as well. I mean, I don't care that the dinosaur eat me.
So we get to the Triceratops next bit?
Yeah, Triceratops next point.
Right.
In which case, we go out there, we find a vet. Just looking after a Triceratops. And then, right, this is the best bit that tickles me, right? Paleontology woman girl.
Yeah.
Never dealt with live dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Really goes full veterinary on this Triceratops.
Yeah.
An otherwise extinct animal. I think she knows better than this...
Than this vet.
This vet that's been dealing and raising these animals.
Yeah. But she was right as well. That was the...
Why wasn't the vet?
Because my theory was is that was just like a very niche vet. That was a horse vet. You only knew about horses.
I've just come over from the Bronto paddock and... I thought, Triceratops? I don't know. I mean, his neck's a bit short, I guess.
let's try and stretch him out.
Why is he groggy? Well, I tramped the shit out of him.
To get close, man. They're fucking dinosaurs. Yeah. They're wild.
This one over here last week rammed my Jeep right off the road. I'm still surprised he's got no walls or anything. Went straight... Killed two guys. Dinosaurs panic easy like a wild animal.
Yeah, it's surprising that, isn't it, really?
Who'd have thought it?
Right, so are you getting out of the car to go and investigate Sam Neill?
No, I'm
or
still
are you
sealed in the car. Sam, where the fuck are you going? I assume that when he comes back, the woman got et.
Fair, yeah.
I am not dealing well with the situation. I was excited to see dinosaurs to start with.
There's no fences in this park here.
There's just no safety net here. What about you? How are you coping with it?
I'm just... I imagine I'm just there. Just
unimpressed on your phone and just in the back car.
I'm not feeling this, man. I didn't want to go to the zoo. Why couldn't I just stayed in the hotel? I can see a fake dino in... I can watch dinos being made in a little pen. I don't care about the big size ones. The little ones are fine with me.
So then I think we actually go to the science lab. Or is that first?
I think the science lab might have been first because it doesn't. You wouldn't cut the tour short.
They were surprised at the brontosauruses.
Yeah, but that was in the opening scene. That was the drive from the helicopter to the bronto scene. Was?
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. The bronto scene was the drive to the helicopter to the hotel. No, that's even worse because the bronto scene was the drive from the helicopter to the hotel. They didn't even have fences around the hotel.
They didn't even do the big Jurassic Park gate going through scene, did they?
No.
Because that's on. They're on the tracks.
They're on the tracks for that, but it's on like just a normal jeep for the other one. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, the brontos and triceratops is
just roaming wild. Yeah, yeah. I've got on the island.
Well, and then they go to the science lab after the helicopter before the triceratops.
Yeah, and then
they do the whole "oh, this is how we make them" thing. Right, all right, this is great. That's cool. Right, where's the VR simulator where I can be a dinosaur for a day?
Grandad, do you know this is unimpressive?
Grandad, whilst I'm very grateful that we're once again with inside closed walls, you've kept your scientists more segregated than the wild animals outside from people. You've got something wrong here.
Is that the point where we meet Dennis Nedry for the first time?
I don't know if we meet him. Because he's in the back lab somewhere. I think him, Samuel L. Jackson, and the other support staff before they evacuate.
Yeah.
Are in the back areas. We don't meet him until we have to, kind of thing. And I think it's the woman
that
meets him first, because she's found first or whatever. But that's later in the film. We ain't there yet. I don't think we ever meet him.
I think we must meet the hunter guy, because doesn't he do the clever girl thing in the kitchen? And aren't we in the kitchen with him?
I think we meet him at the feeding of the T-Rex.
Right.
Or the raptors or whatever it is that's in the pen.
It's the T-Rex they feed. They put the goat up on a lifter, don't they?
Oh, wait, but they drop the cow into the raptors. That's when we meet him.
I don't think we meet the raptors.
We don't see him. You see him kind of shaking trees, but yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that bit, but yeah.
So
we're at the Triceratops point now, because I know we cycled back a little bit there, but
yeah. We're carrying on from the Triceratops.
Carry on from the Triceratops.
What happens next? Sam Neill gets back into our car. We really give Jeff Goldblum the evils as he tries to, but we make him go back into the other car.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Just go with the lawyer. You're not even... Just Google what his job was, because I'm pretty sure he wasn't a paleontologist. He was like a sociologist or something like that.
Right, we've got his name was Ian Malcolm.
That was it.
He was a mathematician.
See, what the fuck's he even doing on this?
Who specialises in a branch of mathematics known as chaos theory. Malcolm is the main character in Jurassic Park. Malcolm appears in both the novels as well.
So why? Right, so we've got two paleontologists with dinosaurs. Fair enough. A lawyer, because he needs to see what the park's doing. All right, I can almost get behind that. Math teacher. I just don't get it. Why are we dealing with a math teacher?
Oh, right, no. Ellie Satter, she's not a paleontologist. She's a paleobotanist.
Oh, that'll be if she
knows
the plants.
Yeah, she knows flowers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's just a. I was gonna say he's a velociraptor then, because I was just reading the word velociraptor as I was speaking, but no.
He's just a velociraptor. He's got into a cloning machine, a teleport machine, and a velociraptor got in with him. He didn't notice.
A velociraptor with the head of John Goldblum.
Yeah, that's how it worked.
Oh, he returns to the tour, and we go to the T-Rex paddock.
Right. Yeah. So we go to the T-Rex paddock. We see. Wait. Is it? Because doesn't the power go out at the T-Rex paddock?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's a really long drive from that bit, because literally the way that it, as I said later on, he went on the tour. He's constantly expressing his disapproval. Maybe you would get on with just Jeff Goldblum. Maybe you'd be creeped out by him to start with, but he's constantly going, "No, man, this is a shit idea. Who wants to look at dinosaurs? Why aren't there any fences? Man, there better not be any carnivores."
I heard this because I made sure it was in a different car.
Oh no! Apparently he gets out and wanders about when the cars stop up, for the T-Rex, for the Triceratops bit and stuff.
Oh right.
So you would have heard him at some point. I would have thought. Yeah, you definitely hear him just chuntering shit about how this is a really bad idea.
Oh, fucking tell me about it, Kev. I mean, what the fuck? Where's the radio? Grandad, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, wait, I think Grandad's with us at this point, because this is the ride from the helicopter, isn't it?
No, that was... We're at the Triceratops.
Right, okay.
I don't know why you keep going back to that. Stop cycling back to the beginning of the film, right?
I can't help it. I don't know where I am anymore. We should have watched this film.
We're not at the beginning of the film. We started that ages ago.
All right.
right? We're at the Triceratops, and he gets out and wanders around and mutters about how it's a shit idea to have wild dinosaurs running around without any fences.
Me and Jeff Goldblum click, and Sam Neill's just kind of like, for fuck's sake, now I've got to deal with two of them. You're just still sat in the front of the cube on your phone.
Yeah.
Playing Angry Birds or playing, something.
Getting angry at the fact that I'm playing. I go, fucking hate this game. What am I doing? This is a shit game. This is how shit the dinosaurs are.
I'll download a new game, but there's no fucking signal.
No fucking Wi-Fi, is there? I'm going to call Mum and call her a dick. Phone Mum. Mum, you're a dick, and hang up.
So, yeah. So, I'm convincing Jeff to get in my car, because I'm thinking, this guy's got... He's going to be wanting to get out of here quick as soon as it all starts to kick off, instead of going investigating.
So, now it's me, you, Sam Neill, and Jeff Goldblum in the car.
Just the lawyer in the car behind,
yeah. The lawyer...
All right, so then we head off to the raptor feeding pen, where they lower a cow into the raptors, and that's where we meet Hunter Bloke.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, right, so you're not feeding them death food.
The next bit after that is the T-Rex pen.
Where's the raptors then?
We don't see the raptors on the tour. The raptors are in a cage. We don't see them early on. You don't know about the raptors till later on in the film.
No, because I remember them, Sam Neill talking to the hunter boy.
Well, not according to the Wikipedia of it. So.
Wait, no, because I remember it was in the egg lab. Sam Neill, he hackers the raptors and he goes, you've got raptors. And then they go on to...
The tour is cut short by a tropical storm, and then you make it back to the mainland, and then you go out on another one to go and see the... Then you go to the embryos, and then you go see the T-Rex. I'm trying to find reference to the...
We should have watched this film, because I'm certain of it.
Oh, here we go. They discover the shutdown has deactivated the remaining fences and release the Velociraptors. You don't really know about the Velociraptors until much later in the film. According to this, you go main tour... Back to the embryos, so we did that sort of backwards, because we saw the embryos before we went on the main tour.
Yeah.
Right, but the main tour to the Triceratops gets cut short by a storm, we go back, then you learn about how they were bred, then you go back out on another tour and see T-Rex.
I remember Sam Neill talking to the hunter, looking over into the pen where they've just lowered a cow in.
Well, not according to what I'm reading here.
I remember it.
But that's Sam Neill, that's not us! We're in a car near a Triceratops. Stop trying to see the Velociraptors. All right, we'll just assume that the tropical storm hits, but we're still stuck out there now.
All right, so
now we're in a tropical storm because we fucked up the film. No, we fucked the film, man. We're off the book now. We're stuck in the cars. You're trapped
I'm,
in.
I'm strapped in, yeah, 100%. I just want to go back to that
Jeff
hotel.
Goldblum's bitching. Tropical storm hits. We're getting soaked.
The backroom staff are being evacuated, and I'm going, Grandad, why aren't we being evacuated, you dick?
Okay, we're right. We're way out in the field.
The fuck? Tropical storms don't just pop up. They take ages to brew.
So then the storm passes and everything's fine, according to the film.
Because there's another storm that breaks everything, isn't there?
Yeah. But when
the storm turns,
but you have to see the T-Rex first.
Yeah, because we're waiting for ages, aren't we, to feed the T-Rex?
Yeah. Well, they go back and do all of the internal bits. While the storm's happening in the film, we're not. We're just cracking on.
Okay.
All right.
Because
we want to boss out this tour and go home. Yeah. So we just crack.
I want to see my mum. Tell her I understand why she doesn't get on with granddad.
So we crack on.
All right. We crack on. We're waiting for ages because the car's going to stop and wait whilst the goat's not being eaten by a T-Rex in the rain.
Eventually, a goat pops.
Eventually, it goes dark. We wait that long.
Yeah, yeah. And then a goat pops up.
Yep, a goat was there for ages.
All right.
Yeah,
whatever.
It was there for ages because not being eaten, and then we suddenly notice that the goat's gone.
Okay.
As lightning strikes.
Oh, yeah, and then we get a little dinosaur detector. We pour a glass of water and leave it on the dashboard.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's where you leave glasses of water.
Didn't make a great deal of sense that one, did it, buddy?
But hey, you know, that's what we're doing.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm knocking a glass of water on the floor. You know.
Yeah.
Don't put a glass of water there, dickhead. Pouring it over and just putting a cup somewhere safe. It's not where you keep water. There's no.
Sam Neill's out of the car, pottering around again because he doesn't want to sit in the car looking at me and Jeff Goldblum bitch about how the one bit of security fence that we've found so far is just where we happen to have broken down, apparently, because the cars won't go.
Yep.
And then eventually, like, the storm's raging. We're like, oh, should they have started the cars up and maybe got us out of the way of the storm? No, we'll wait for the T-Rex to eat the goat and the power to fail.
Yeah, so then the power goes off.
Yeah, the power goes off. Sam Neill starts flashing a flashlight because we would have supposed to have done that, but we were in a different car. We're not now.
Yeah.
I'm in the car with Jeff Goldblum, and he, for some reason, sparks a flare to try and distract the T-Rex from the car that Sam Neill's in, didn't want to get Sam Neill eaten for some reason. He's been a dick. And then
The lawyer runs into the toilet and gets it eaten, doesn't he?
Yeah, because there's a random toilet there for no reason. This is a place that the car's not usually supposed to stop. It's supposed to be a drive-thru, but T-Rex has been a dick. He's waking to make his dramatic thunderstorm entrance.
Yeah, so the guy hides in the toilet, gets eaten.
Yeah. He gets eaten. Sam Neill's car gets stood on, I'm guessing, because he's the one with the torch now.
Oh, yeah. It gets stood on.
And we're like, well, we're fucking told on, didn't we?
You're still strapped into the car.
I'm strapped into the other car, though, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, but still...
Jeff Goldblum's just run out of in the flare. I'm staying right here. I'm not turning on any lights. I ain't that stupid. I can see what happens.
Doesn't eventually our car get knocked into a tree?
Our car gets knocked over because we're in the wrong car now.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas Sam Neill in his car gets shoved off the edge.
Oh, right.
Suddenly there, inside the T-Rex pen, even though the T-Rex just blatantly walked out of it.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, that's how cliffs work.
Yep.
Spontaneous cliff formation.
Yep, that's the one. Right. And
he falls down into a tree, but now he's stuck.
He's stuck in the tree, yeah. Squirt like a little girl. We're just being quiet in our car. I'm looking the T-Rex pegger off after Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. We're fine.
We're golden at the minute. We're golden. On the radio going, Grandad.
Grandad.
It's all gone wrong.
Someone's eaten Jeff Goldblum. And why? Sam Neill got hugged off a cliff.
Why didn't you have a backup power supply for the electric fences around the most dangerous predator that's ever lived?
Can someone come get us?
Yeah. What about their helicopter, for fuck's sake?
Well, you can't fly a helicopter in a tropical storm.
If you're going to rescue your grandkids, that's the one time you're going to risk it, isn't it?
Yeah, but it'll crash your helicopter. That's just...
Well, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Physics, isn't it?
You got everybody else off the island, but you just left us out here. Is this just a snuff plot? Are you trying to get rid of us? Were we somehow the only people that could have stopped a Jurassic Park opening?
Oh, we could have. Maybe that's what it was. Right, so once the T-Rex had chased off after Jeff Goldblum, I think the next thing that we'd think to do would be, let's just huff it back down the path we just driven on, surely.
Yeah.
So we'd just...
Sneaky as fuck.
Oh yeah, we'd just unbuckle from the car, slide out.
I don't like being outside.
Right.
At the same time, I don't want to be crushed inside the car like Sam Neill just was.
We assume Sam Neill's dead because
he's
just
got
hugged off a cliff in a car.
His car got stood on by a T-Rex as it was eating a lawyer. Our only hope now is that Jeff Goldblum's been out and the T-Rex is full. Because apparently the T-Rex has now got the taste of human flesh.
Yeah, obviously.
Loves it.
Yeah, obviously.
All right, I'm thinking, right, oh man, I think we've got to really make tracks towards the hotel.
Yeah, I think if we go back the way we came from,
yep,
that would be all right. Definitely. Yeah. So
there's got to be a dock on this island. Get a boat and just chuff off. Kick out his cane.
Yeah.
Break a leg and leave him for the T-Rex.
Yeah,
you deserve this, you stupid old man. Oh, look, it's Dennis Nedry. Michael Jackson.
Right, yeah, so we'll make I've got a plan. We find Grandad's escape helicopter.
Yep.
We take that and get the fuck out of Dodge.
Too fucking right.
Right, okay, so we make tracks on the way back. What would we come across on the way back?
Oh wait, right, at this point Dennis Nedry, because he's the one that shut the power down, he's being had by the Dilophosaurus, isn't he? Being spatting in the face and then
I guess he's
so we could go back to where Grandad is and just find the woman, the hunter, and Samuel L. Jackson and Grandad.
Yeah.
Is that all of them?
That's all that's left, at this point. We assume Jeff Goldblum's been eaten by a T-Rex.
Yeah, because Sam Neill didn't say stop it and throw or anything like that.
Because he was hooked off a cliff and left his car for dead. Yeah,
exactly. So Jeff Goldblum's been at.
Yeah, so it's not going well for him, is it?
Right. We're doing great. We're surviving Jurassic Park 5. We've cottoned on.
We've figured this out. Right, so...
Now, we go back to the hotel, right? At this point, the velociraptors are pottering around. We have the famous jelly sea, because we're starving when we get back to the hotel and just start stuffing our faces.
Free food, isn't it?
However, that happens...
Scooby-Doo the shit out of this. I'm going to make a big sandwich.
It gets better, right? That happened the next day. That's why they were so hungry.
Okay.
Because they spent the night in the tree and got sneezed on.
Oh, yeah, did. Yeah, that's right,
Sam Neill's doing that instead, but he's still buckled inside his car.
No, because the car's going to fall out, isn't it?
Yeah.
The car falls out and that's Sam Neill gone.
Yeah.
So we know Sam Neill's a goner. Yeah. We don't, but...
we've assumed it. We just want to get hit by T-Rex. Fuck it.
But yeah.
So we go back and we kick open the door because it's still the night before. We're maybe not as hungry. We see all the food laid out because...
Yeah, yeah.
It had to have been prepped the day before by the kitchen staff.
It must have been, yeah, yeah. So maybe we'll... Load a bag.
Oh yeah, definitely. Eat snack, we're not starving, but we're
yeah. No, we're
saying we could be a cake and see it.
I could eat now, in fact.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, the Velociraptors have caught up with us because they've come out a day early. Because otherwise, we could skip in the Velociraptor scene altogether. We have no clue there were Velociraptors on this island because they're the next day.
Yeah, yeah. So we're all right then. We don't know that the Velociraptors are around. So
we go meet up with Grandad. Oh, kids, what happened?
Sam Neill got hooked up.
We saw that.
And we assumed Jeff Goldblum's a goner because he was chased by a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Who the fuck has a T-Rex, Grandad? Honestly! Fuck are you playing at?
I do exactly what I said. I kick out his cane and snap a leg. What the fuck, Grandad? You sick old man!
I pull the door shut, twist the thing, and just lock it off. Yeah. They're all stuck in the lab.
Yeah. We'll wait for rescue, Grandad. How's that? Everybody else is dead. Fucking A.
Has anybody got an escape helicopter, maybe?
We wait till the next day, if we've seen ourselves in, and that's when the Velociraptors start figuring out how to open doors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, but at that point, Grandad's got a broken leg, hard for him to run. We don't have to outrun a Velociraptor, we just have to outrun Grandad.
Well, in the film, it was Jeff Goldblum ended up with a broken leg, so we just swapped the broken leg over a character.
Yeah, but all we got to do is outrun Grandad, and we're outrun...
Okay. I think we're okay leaving Grandad behind at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Blatantly set this up to try and kill us. Really elaborate.
It's a really elaborate snuff movie, yeah. So, yeah, so we leave Grandad for dead.
We walk into the hotel, and Aishimi goes, damn, you kids, you're going to have me declared criminally insane and steal all my wealth. That was your plan the whole time. Too fucking right, Grandad. We weren't good at it, we are now.
Yeah, fucking damn right.
How long have you been planning this? This ain't a short endeavour. You bought a fucking island.
He bought more than one, he got loads, didn't he?
There's another island. Fucking hell, Grandad. They're all wild. What?
The fuck are you playing at?
We've got another dinosaur that's bigger and scarier than the Rex. What is wrong with you?
Right, that's it. Seal him in with the Velociraptors.
Yeah, too right. Well, they are making you break through the window into our little computer area. That's why they had to get out of there.
Yeah, yeah. We're sealing Grandad in with a lot of them. We're chuffing off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, it's me, you...
The hunter and the girl.
And Jeff Goldblum. No,
Jeff Goldblum's dead.
Samuel L. Jackson, sorry.
Oh, and Samuel Jackson.
We've got Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Didn't we leave Samuel Jackson to do the programming? Don't we... Would he bother with that? Would we even know?
No, we don't even care at this point.
No, we're just chuffing off.
He's probably found out, but also he's not trying to now save the park. He knows it's fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
The T-Rex is out. You can't.
Yeah, yeah. T-Rex is out. T-Rex is out. The Velociraptors have eaten Grandad. This is just a Sam Neill.
Jeff Goldblum. Forget Sam Neill. He ain't coming back. There's a lawyer.
Let's fuck this off. Let's just get on a helicopter and go. Can any of us fly a helicopter?
No.
Right, well,
we've got to go to the boats. There was a dock.
There's a dock, is there?
Yeah.
But there was a helicopter as well, wasn't there? Because Dennis Nedry
No, he was heading for the boat.
Was he heading for the boat?
He was heading for the docks because he knocked the sign off dock, park, and he couldn't figure out which way it was.
Stupid fucker.
Yeah, he'd been on the island for ages, I assume.
Yeah.
The computer in. And
he got foxed by an upside down sign.
Yep.
Idiot. But yeah, so we end up for the docks. We're heading for the docks.
Yep.
What would we be facing along the way to the docks? Is there anything on the way to the docks we know of, or is it just
that's where
there was a Dilo
yeah,
there,
that's
wasn't
where
there?
He got had by the Dilos. We assume there must be wild compies as well, because the Dilos weren't in any kind of cage.
No. That's odd, isn't it? Because they're also carnivores, aren't they?
Yeah. So I assume there's other wild dinosaurs around that we just don't know about. We're just minding our own business, driving away, getting Samuel Jackson to drive the car, because... Or the woman, because we're kids.
We're 30-year-old men. We're just too lazy to drive a car. Right, you guys drive. We'll sit on the back and you guys...
Buckle up, but not so much that you can't get out of your car shoved off a cliff. And that's Sam Neill's mistake. So I'm just holding the seatbelt round me at this point.
like an old lady. I'll just hold it round me. I just hold it. I'm not bothering. I'm just back on my phone.
Yeah. Fucking Grandad's fucked us again. Love you, Mum.
Would you believe he has a fucking T-Rex? In capitals. Smiley face.
Hashtag not cool granddad.
I'm tweeting this out live. Just visited Jurassic Park. What a fucking joke!
So we get
Sam Neill got hit by a T-Rex.
So we eventually make it to the docks.
I met Samuel Jackson then, that's pretty cool.
We see Samuel Jackson driving along, he sees a Dilophosaurus, knocks it off, and she drives through it.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so...
Run it over!
Wait, do we now, like, see Samuel L. Jackson and Elle as our new parent figures because they survived Jurassic Park?
Maybe, yeah.
We've got a cool black dad all of a sudden.
We should get rid of the hunter, aren't we? Because he managed to survive. Because he gets eaten by the velociraptors. We left Grandad for that.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got the hunter with us as well.
Wait, no, he went out before the...
In the film he did, but not in that... We didn't send him. We left Grandad to die for the...
We've got a weird hunter uncle in the car with us. I forgot all about him. I imagine that we're going along and the sign's fallen off because Dennis Nedry's only hit it. And Mum goes, not Mum, new Mum L goes, it's left. And that's when the hunter gets in his line, clever girl. So we've got to keep the punchlines in.
Yeah,
yeah. So we go left off to the docks.
Yeah, yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson, we should drive the car straight onto the boat. Like, does a little ramp thing because he's got his shack moves.
Oh, yeah, that's fair, yeah. No, yeah. And then we...
Yeah, and then we just cuff off the island.
Yeah, off the island. Is there any? Do we bother to take any like satellite phone with us or GPS or anything?
I'm assuming there's one in the boat.
Not. It was like a speedboat.
There was a
powerful
radio, wasn't there?
Yeah, I suppose.
No, because there were like proper like tugboats and like supply boats and everything.
Ah.
So.
Yeah, there'll be a thing on there. Yeah.
And we're gonna like just chuffing out into sea at this point. Fuck that island. Yeah. We're getting onto the local military. Just napalm the fucking... Don't go on it. Don't land. There's fucking dinosaurs. We know of at least one loose T-Rex.
And we know of at least one other island. So just nuke all the islands in the local vicinity. Make sure Grandad didn't...
Google islands owned by Richard Hammond and nuke them. And that's how we survive Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, so what did we learn?
We learned that... Jeff Goldblum died.
It's creepy to start with. He's got good defense awareness.
Almost good, because he didn't think to throw the flare. He just ran with the flare and got hit by a T-Rex.
Yeah, fair. You're not impressed by dinosaurs. You drop this phone most of the time on your phone.
Yeah. Just...
I'm freaked out by the idea of not being separated from wild animals. And that together, we may have found a new... love for our mum that abandoned us to a weird psycho granddad. We get it now.
We figured it out. That's why you don't talk to him, Mum. We know. We're going to stop asking for his money. Although, maybe now that he's dead, we could have it.
Oh, yeah, he's dead, by the way, Mum.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. We may have fed granddad to a velociraptor or two.
But don't worry, we've got a new mum and dad, too.
Yeah.
This is creepy uncle.
Who didn't touch me in any way.
So... Hope you enjoyed finding out how we survived Jurassic Park.
And we'll see you again.
Next time.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at Triadic Ent. We are also on Facebook, and you can find us on Patreon under the name Triadic Entertainment. If you like our content, feel free to subscribe. Every penny helps. There are some great rewards available, and we would much appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.